Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sinner's Guide on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am Jason Guardiano, your host. Our guest is Father Julian Larrabee of St. John Bosco Roman Catholic Church in Modesto, California. Thank you for joining us, Father.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
Today we continue with the Sinner's Guide with Chapter 27, of those who allege that the path to virtue is too difficult.
You know, I think this chapter is probably one of my favorite chapters in the whole book. It's hard to choose in a book that is such a masterpiece as this one. But I think this chapter is the most relatable for most people because it's true that the virtue is something difficult for us to practice. And this chapter really addresses the difficulty of the spiritual life as a whole. And what he says is very encouraging and really kind of gives us the correct way to think about love of virtue and hatred of sin. I think it's really one of the most helpful of all the chapters, and it expresses a lot of the central ideas of the book in a way that is very clear and very forceful at the same time, as his style, of course, always is. He starts out by saying something that is self-evident, of course, but it's not something we think about very much. He says that it is virtue that is entirely conformable to reason. So he says there is nothing inherent in virtue that makes it a burden. Now, virtue is difficult for reasons that we'll see, and we're not denying that. But this is an interesting point, is that being virtuous is what is according to nature, and it's sin that is the aberration. Sin is contrary to how things are supposed to be. So inherently, virtue is something that should be easier because it is the normal path. But he says, of course, the difficulty of sin comes from our fallen nature, and we certainly don't deny that. St. Paul describes this in Galatians. He says that he felt two laws within himself. One was the law of reason, wanting to be good, and God's grace bringing him towards goodness, but then he had his lower nature to fight against as well. He says that there was also a law of sin in him, in his members. So in a way, the law of God is something that we understand in our mind, and it is conformable to reason, but it's our lower nature usually that draws us away from that. But he says that the main reason why we think virtue is difficult and sin is easy is because we only look at the obstacles to virtue and we don't think about the grace that God gives us to overcome the obstacles. And this is really one of the core ideas of the book, is that we don't look at the tremendous power of grace in helping us, and the great peace of conscience and the joy that we have when we are virtuous. We only look at what do I want now? What do my passions tell me to have instead? And so I think that's one of the most convincing and effective arguments that he gives, is that he shows that really, if we factor in God's grace, virtue is much more delightful and, in a sense, easier than sin. But we'll see why that's the case. But certainly, God's grace is not something that we can see, and we also can't foresee how His grace will work in our souls when we decide to practice virtue. And so we see the difficulties of the sins that we have to give up, of course, but we don't see the tremendous help that God will give us, and that's a deception of the devil, and that is one of the things that makes virtue something difficult and maybe intimidating. And he quotes the famous story in the Old Testament of the servant of Eliseus, who saw the entire army of the Assyrians coming to arrest him and his servant. And the servant was frightened. He said, "What are we going to do against an entire army coming to arrest us?"